You're so cute.
Hello.
Hello, my little darling. The doors to heaven have opened and a little angel has come to earth. Oh, give me a kiss. What are you doing here?
Ask my daddy.
Oh, my. Hello, Mr.
McCarr. Please have a seat.
Excuse me.
Today, this darling girl of mine is our guest.
That's really great. I've really missed her so much. Praise God, Mr. Nikar. Gazelle's really grown up. She's become even prettier.
And also, I go to school now, too.
I know.
But what's the use, Ms. Azania? What's the use? She's always bothering her father.
Me? A girl this good, this kind? I don't bother anyone.
Little devil. I tell her to sit and do her homework, but she's playing with her laptop.
But, Suzanne and Grandma aren't here, and so I get bored, and then what should I do? What should I?
Who's Suzanne?
The nanny I told you about before. She's having surgery.
Uh-huh, yes, yes, that she'd gotten sick. I remember now.
That's why, these days, when she gets out of school, I have to bring her here. Daddy's little Ghazal.
That's really great, right?
Ghazal, Daddy's darling.
Yes?
I have to go to court. I'll be back soon.
No. I can't stay here. I'll get bored here. Take me with you.
But, darling, my sweet child, they won't let you in there. They barely let me get in. Forget about you. That's why, if you promise Daddy to be a good girl...
You probably want me to do my math homework, right, Dad? Right, Daddy?
Yes, if you do your math homework, I promise you I'll take you horseback riding on the weekend. How's that?
Yes, oh. That's really good. I'll stay right here then.
You can get on with your work. I really don't mind watching her.
Ms. Azania, after she finishes her math homework, then she can play all she wants.
I don't like math homework. I've done it so much that everything's become math.
She'll do it.
Ghazal, my darling, Daddy's girl. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
My train.
My train.
Is a cutie.
Is a sweetie.
Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack. Mrs. Zania, with permission.
Goodbye.
Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clack.
Chew, 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 chew.
Where to?
What games does your computer have on it?
Your dad said that you have to do your math homework first. Come on, let's do it together, then play.
But I've already done it.
Oh, yeah? If that's right, let me see.
Why are you being like my dad and not believing what I say to you?
Listen, darling, whoever said I don't believe what you say?
Well, if you believe me, then turn on your computer so I can play some games, please. Come on.
Hello, Mrs. Azania.
Hello, Mr. Farooz.
I wanted to come pick you up so we can both go to my aunt's house.
How was your first encounter with her?
Horrible, ma'am, horrible.
She doesn't want to ever see any Farooz Anfar again, whether it's me or my uncle.
You didn't tell her about anything?
She didn't give me a chance to talk.
That's why I thought if you come, we could go together. You could talk to her.
Look, Mr. Farooz Anfar, I think that me going there right now would only make things worse. You should go and see her a few more times.
Get to know her. If she feels that after all these years, you've only gone to her
for your own benefit, to solve your own problems, well, of course she'll be insulted and get upset. You shouldn't be in a rush. It's been many years since your father's death. A few more weeks won't make any difference. And if justice is going to be served regarding your father's murder, it will be. You can be sure of it.
Oh, man, they've killed someone else's daddy. Well, they should take care of their daddy.
Well, it's just...
I'm afraid that we'll be losing time, or that the witness will change their minds about testifying, or I don't know, my uncle finds out and tries to use his power to get in the way.
Anyhow, this is the way we have to go forward. We don't have another choice.
Well, so you're saying I should go see her alone right now?
Look, what I'm saying is for now there's
no reason for her to know about that matter. You should just do what I told you to. Spend more time with her. Get closer to her. Gain her confidence. Buy her a present. For example...
Perfume.
Perfume. Women really like perfume.
Good thing you told me, Mrs. Zania, since I just fell off a turnip truck. I don't know about these things. Sure, I'll do that. Mrs. Zania, I keep hearing the sound of a child.
It's my daughter.
Why are you lying? My mummy's in Canada.
Your daughter? You have a
daughter?
No, Mr. Farooz Anfar,
I was just joking. It's Mr. Nikar's daughter. She's with me right now. Anyhow, I think you'd better concentrate on your own problems.
Yes, being nosy gets you into trouble. Tell him on the phone right now.
I've heard being a nanny to a child is a pretty good profession. If we lose our case in court, it wouldn't be bad for you to think seriously about it. A daycare center or something.
Yes, I'll definitely
think about it. Actually, in my opinion, with the heavy attorney's fees you'll have to be paying for this case, it'd be better if you start thinking about a second job or something.
Like construction work, right?
You heard her, right?
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
What are these things you're saying, child? Don't have so much sugar, it'll ruin your teeth.
But it tastes good.
Where is he? Why is he hiding?
Hesam, what happened to you? I told you he's not home.
I'm looking for him and I can't find him. I call and he doesn't answer his cell phone. If you were me, what would you think?
What's happened that we don't know about?
Listen, Mardokht, you know very well. If I want to, I could destroy your son in one day in a way that he'd never be able to get back up.
Hey, Hesam. What's upsetting you so much that I don't know about?
Stop it. Stop acting like you don't know.
Uncle, we do not know what Bezard has done. But what have we possibly done wrong?
You mean you don't know Bezard's gotten an attorney and filed a complaint against me? You don't know about the games that Manuchehr's been playing?
No, I swear we don't know about anything. Why an attorney? Why a complaint?
Let me see. What kind of mother are you that doesn't know where your son goes and what kind of lowlife he hangs around with?
Uncle dear, I'm really sorry, but don't you think you're going a bit too far? Bezard and Manuchehr, whatever else they are, they wouldn't do anything against you.
All right. Mardokht, you can sit down and start counting the days till I ruin you.
Hello, sir. How are you doing? Are you leaving? You should stay a while. You should have called the family so we could all be together. We'd talk and have a good time. Please have some fresh bread. Here you are. Have some. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I'll do something to all of you that you'll regret for the rest of your lives.
What have I done, sir? Sir, don't lump me in with Bezard, sir. I don't have anything to do with him, sir. For God's sakes, don't hit me instead of him, sir. Just look, sir. I don't have anything to do with Bezard. Wait, sir.
The snow said, when I come down, where should I come down? The mountain said, right here. The ground said, everywhere. The sun said, when I shine, where should I shine? The snow said, right here. The sea said, everywhere. The water said, when the sun shines on the snow on the mountain, where should I go? The stream said, right here. The ground said, everywhere. The sapling said, when the spring comes.
Come in.
Excuse me, Miss Feruzanfar. The principal said to go to her office. She wants to see you.
You can go. I'll be right there. Children, I'll be back in a few minutes. You continue with your reading. Children, listen to what he says. Coda Verdi, you're in charge till I get back.
Miss Feruzanfar, please try and calm down a bit, my dear.
Excuse me, Madam Principal, but allow me to ask this officer a question. Why is it with regard to your responsibility regarding all these addicts and criminals everywhere who go to parks and turn people's children into addicts, you don't do anything? But when it comes to me, someone who wants to rescue the life and future of a child, then I'm a criminal.
Listen, ma'am, you're not the one that determines the laws for society. For now, just answer the gentleman's complaints, please.
Look, officer, she's insulting me now. Madam, why do you insult me? Do you remember at my house you asked, and I said I'm clean, and I'll say it again, I'm clean. And if you ask me later, what will I say? I'm clean.
And I gave you your answer right then. I said you don't have what it takes to be a father.
Hey, officer, that's really nice. Man, you're sitting there, an officer of the law, and I have a complaint. And this woman's the accused. The criminal's right here, ready to go. You know what? Why doesn't anyone answer me? Madam, why don't you give me my child back? You know what? Why don't you put handcuffs on her right now, eh?
Officer, why don't you call Siavash and ask him what this good-for-nothing father has done for him?
Madam Principal, be kind enough to have them bring Siavash here.
Yes, sir, officer. I'll bring him here right
man,
now.
What do you need to call Siavash now for? Officer, man, she's been holding my son hostage since last night. Yes, you're a teacher, but who do you think you are? Of course you're a teacher. You're a really nosy teacher.
Watch what you say, sir.
How is it you can interfere in my life, talk bad about me to everyone, and it's not a problem? Huh? You say these things to my son and it's not a problem? When you get entangled in our life, we should just go on and ignore it?
No, it seems you're really not feeling very well. Look, officer, I'm in this until the very end. Even if I have to, I'll go to the police station, but you have to give this man a drug test.
Let's say you manage to throw me in jail. What will you say to Siavash's uncle, huh? They will destroy your entire life.
Sit back down. This conflict better end right here. It's to your benefit. Because if you step foot to the police station, however many complaints you have, your son testifying about your offences can be used against you. Not to mention the drug test and everything else.
Go inside, darling. Here is Siavash, officer.
Hey, hello, darling. I love you so much. Did you sleep well last night? Yeah? You didn't have a hard time? Were you comfortable? Did you get cold? Did you eat properly? Good boy, good boy. Tell them. Go ahead and tell them that we're broke. We have nothing. Tell them that we're down and out. Tell them that there's nothing we can do. But also tell them that we have honor. Tell them that we don't have anything to eat, but that we don't stretch out our hands to beg for charity.
Siavash, dear, don't be scared, darling. Tell the officer everything. Tell him about all the things your father does to you.
What? Don't be scared. Even I'm scared of her, so of course he's scared.
Officer, I'm in this till the very end.
Miss Farouzanfar, come with me for a moment.
Yes, of course.
Yes, go on. Get out of here.
So I'm a bad teacher, right?
Yes, yes.
You're scared of me.
A lot.
I'll show you something to be scared of that you'll never forget.
We'll
see. My darling. Excuse me, Madam Principal.
Of course.
Did you want something with me, officer?
Look here, ma'am. I've respect for your good intentions. I really do. But the problem of children like that won't be resolved with fighting. That father can cause problems for you by filing a complaint.
In my opinion, it's not a problem at all. He should try to do whatever he thinks he can.
Why didn't you follow up with us through child services? You can be sure that if it's proven to them that child doesn't have proper parents, then they'll help him.
I'll do that for sure. But until then, what happens to the child's school and studies? He's forcing him to leave.
Listen, ma'am. He's his father. You can't force him to agree. If you just follow up through child services, you'll be able to get quicker results. Ma'am, these are criminals. They'll create problems for you.
Excuse me. So what do you do in all of this?
Ma'am, we can't put an officer for each person in the city with 14 million people in it.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
This is a really bright kid. He's really bright. That teacher, she doesn't know anything about this boy. Just an interfering busybody. Come on, son. Come on.
Miss Farouzanfar. My dear, why do you create so many problems for yourself?
I'm a teacher, Madam Principal. My job is to educate and teach the children. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Do you think it's a crime?
My dear, why are you talking like that? I'm saying you shouldn't get so involved in the children's private lives. Teach your lessons and go, that's all. We're not responsible for solving all the problems in the children's lives.
I didn't become a teacher to get my wages and go. I became a teacher to be useful.
Thank you very much. So you mean the rest are of no use?
No, forgive me. That isn't what I meant.
Look, my dear, if you want to teach in this school, just like me, like the rest of the teachers, you'll have to show respect to the rules of the school. Understand?
Respecting the rules of the school is one thing, but I really can't just ignore and not care about the future of poor, innocent children like Siavash.
But Miss Firuzanfar, listen, my dear. I have my own responsibilities. We can't start fighting with the parents of these children every day because we don't agree with them.
I chose this school so that I could for children like...
What happened? Are you feeling all right, dear?
I don't feel well at all.
You want me to tell Rahman to get a taxi and take you to the clinic?
No. Allow me to finish my class and then I'll go on my own. Forgive me. I'm very sorry. With your permission.
Oh, God. When does she want to stop with all these things she does?
Yes, well, I know. I'm used to them. What does it say down here?
Not really.
Mrs. Ramazani?
Yes?
I want you to type up the statement for tomorrow, please. Just make sure it doesn't have any spelling mistakes again. Thank you very much.
She doesn't know how to spell. She's supposed to be a secretary.
I'm really sorry about that, ma'am.
No problem.
Gazelle, goodbye to you.
You're leaving?
If you will allow it, yes.
Well, would you let me come home with you, please?
Our house is far away, and your father would worry. Hopefully next time, right?
Then you can come to our house.
Then my mom would worry. Anyhow, don't say these things in front of your father. It's not right.
Fine, then. You're grumpy. I don't like you anymore. I'll leave the country and you'll never, ever see me again.
Hello, Mrs. Arnie.
Where do you want to go?
Are you well?
Where are you going?
Please, won't you write that down for me?
Sure.
To my mommy.
By yourself?
No, I lied. My daddy won't let me go. My mommy's not feeling well.
How do you know?
When my daddy was talking to my grandma, I was listening as well. Don't tell him, okay?
Now would you like to go be with your mom?
Yes. Do you want to know why? Because she told me if I don't go, she will die. She told me herself. But my daddy, he won't let me. And also, my daddy goes out on the balcony at night and he smokes cigarettes there. It's really bad. Don't tell anyone, okay?
Gazelle, dear, your dad must have a reason for the things he does, darling, okay? You shouldn't get so upset.
Could you tell him then, please?
So what should I tell him?
To let me go to Toronto to be with my mother.
But, darling, I really can't interfere in your father's life. Do you understand?
No.
Gazelle. Mr. Nikar, with your permission, I'll be going. Was there anything else?
You should wait. Me and Gazelle will take you.
No, I won't be any trouble to you anymore. I've got some shopping to do. It's better if I go.
I'm really sorry. Gazelle really bothered you a lot today.
Not at all. What a thing to say. I just love children. And Gazelle is so cute. She's something else. May God preserve her for you. May God preserve her.
Thank you.
With your permission.
Goodbye. Take care of yourself.
And you too.
What happened, Roman?
There you go. Here she is herself. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hope everything's all right. Did you go to the
doctor?
Yes,
I did.
Young man, you believe me now? I kept telling him that you weren't here, but he wouldn't believe me. He thought I was lying to him.
He's an acquaintance, Roman. You can go.
Excuse me.
What happened, Aunt? Hope everything's all right.
You all are really interesting people. When you're gone, you're really gone. But when you show up, wherever I am, you find me. I've said everything I have to say to you.
I've talked to you about the family. Right now, I've come on my mother's behalf to invite you to the house for dinner.
You promise this invitation doesn't have any ulterior motives?
You can be sure. I just want your presence to fill up the empty space of my father. As far as I can remember, he was really different from my uncle.
What do you remember of your father?
Well, I was really very small back then. But I'll never forget the day they brought the news of my father's death. I'll never forget it.
It's obvious you don't know a lot.
Well, do you accept my mother's invitation or not?
It's time to go.
Out of the way, out of the way.
Oh, good, because I really want to go.
Ghazal! My darling girl! Daddy's little Ghazal!
We'll
That's
die.
Enough cartoons. Turn off the TV, brush your teeth, and go upstairs and sleep. Ghazal, do you hear me? Grandma is coming over tomorrow. If she finds out you were up late watching cartoons, she'll be upset with you.
Hey, Ghazal, my darling girl. Why are you sleeping here, my darling? Get up. Get up, darling. Get up. Let's go upstairs. Brush your teeth and go to sleep.
I won't brush my teeth.
Careful with the stairs. Why won't you brush your teeth? You had cavities in your teeth then.
I'll brush them in the morning.
All right, but this is the last time. Hello. I've told you 100 times not to call the house. If you need anything, call my cell phone. Yes, I heard you. Look, don't act like you're about to die for me. You've got 9 lives. You won't die before you've killed me, you can be sure. No, I won't allow it. I won't because I don't trust what you say. I trusted you once, sold half of everything I own, and sent you over there. And it didn't take 1 week before you forgot all about us. You weren't a good wife for me. And if you were a good mother for Ghazal, you would have stayed right here and raised your child. Don't call here anymore.
Hello. What happened? Everything all right?
What did you want to happen? Thank you very much, Bazard.
What do you mean, thank you very much? Ask what happened. What's going on here?
We should be asking you that. What are these things you've said about your uncle?
You mean you couldn't keep your mouth shut for 2 days, right?
I didn't say anything at all, man. It was that no-good friend of yours, Sahail Karam. They got him, he's in jail, he confessed and told them everything. I told you 1,000 times, come on, Bizard, you shouldn't trust that good-for-nothing guy. You did, and now you see the result.
So what's happened now?
Nothing. Manuchar has been fired. Uncle came here and said whatever he wanted to and left.
Yeah?
Let me see, Bezard. You really filed a complaint against your uncle?
Look, Mother, you don't know the truth. But I don't know, maybe you do and you're just pretending. But I'm not an inexperienced person, you know. I don't say anything without being sure about it. I must have my reasons for doing what I'm doing.
So why don't you go say these things to him, Bizard? All these silly games, lawyers, witnesses, what is it? Why do you want to ruin all of us? How do you even know the things that junkie guy said? What was his name, Manuchar? Aha, Delavar. How do you know it's true?
Man, what are you clicking at me for? Come on, man. Eh? Let's just suppose that it was me that said it. Man, did I tell a stranger? I told your mother, I told your sister. Man, I want what's best for you.
All right, I'll go and talk to him.
Just hold on 1 minute. What are you going to do?
Mother dear, I'm the one with the complaint, not him. The one who's got his brother's blood on his hands. He can't come and try to interrogate us.
That's enough. Why are you talking so much nonsense, Bizarre?
What nonsense, my dear? He's confessed. I saw the video. I heard it from his own mouth in the video. Let's just suppose, as you say, everything I'm saying is nonsense. I want to see what he has to say to me.
Man, why did you say that about Delavar?
And go after him.
Yes, darling, don't let them confront each other.
But what should I go and say to him now? I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with all of you at the end of this. Bizard, hold on a second, I'll come with you.
I don't need you to come, you traitor.
Did you hear that? He called me a traitor. He said I'm a traitor. I'm such a miserable jerk. This morning at the factory, your uncle calls me a vulture, now your brother calls me a traitor. I'm such a jerk, I should just go and die. I'm really angry now. I think I've got an ulcer coming
on. God forbid, son. He just said something to you out of anger. He didn't mean anything by it. Soraya, go get him something to eat so he feels better.
Look at how miserable I've become here.
Here, darling, this is for indigestion.
I'm such a miserable
jerk. Take it, it's
good
for you.
I don't want a mother. I'll have a piece of bread and I'll feel better. I don't want a pill. If you warm up a bit of that rice from lunch and some stew.
What happened?
He said no. You better go, Bizard. He's not feeling well right now.
He came to our house and threatened everyone. Said whatever the hell he wanted to. So I came to see what he had to say to
me. All right, calm down.
Look, Bahar, I don't want you to have to take sides in this fight. It's a problem between me and my uncle. But if you hear it from both sides, I just ask you to judge fairly, Bahar. Be just fair.
All right, go on up. But don't make him upset. Promise me if he yells at you, you won't say anything. He's not feeling well.
What kind of person do you think I am, Bahar?
Hey. Why'd he go upstairs? Didn't your dad say he didn't want to see him?
Mother dear, instead of helping to resolve the problem sooner, you're just fanning the flames.
Well, thank you very much. Do you hear what she's saying?
Mother, as the psychiatrists say, his inner child has been provoked. We have to understand.
Oh, just leave me alone with your inner child, outer child, as the psychiatrist says, the psychiatrists say.
I only want to hear one word, yes or no.
Not the way that you're thinking.
Then it's true. You've gone to an attorney and drafted a complaint. You've believed the words of a liar. That's what's making me angry. That's what's driving me crazy.
They showed me a video. You and Delavar were in it. You were saying some things about my father. Now you say it's a lie? Very well. Prove it.
What video? I'm standing here in front of you right now and telling you, and you are calling me a liar. And then a video that's completely fake, and who knows who's made it. Then what? What should I prove?
Look here, Uncle. I want a reason from you. What I expect from you is to tell me the truth. Right now, there are some things that I don't understand. All these years, what did you pay off Delavar for?
Get out of here. Get the hell out of here!
All right. I'll go. Just remember, I asked you for an explanation, and you didn't have one. Goodbye.
Delavar's hand got crushed under a machine in my factory. He didn't have insurance. I gave him a monthly allowance so he wouldn't have to go and beg for money. Now you tell me, did I do a bad thing?
But in the video that I saw, there was no mention of a monthly allowance. Uncle, I'm asking you to tell me the truth.
Just like your father, you're very gullible. You've forgotten everything so quickly. Sit down. It was a rainy night.
When I sold the land, I was in need of money. Couldn't you have given me a loan so I didn't have to sell? I won't let you steal my wife and children's shares. I want my rights.
You sold it and transferred the title. You're not a child, Hubby.
I was in a bind. I had problems and I was forced to do
it. Imagine you sold it to a stranger.
So you're a stranger? They say you're clever. They say you can double money quickly. But listen here, Hassam. I'm not leaving here empty-handed, all right? Where's the key to this? Where's the key to this?
Habib.
Forget, Habib, forget it. Give me what I'm due, the amount that I lost.
All right, sit down and we'll calculate it.
They always say that you have to pick up a stick to make the thief come to his senses. That's just like
no,
you.
You really know what you're doing. You're an expert. You're always like this, making a lot of noise to get what you want. All right, tell me how much you've lost and I'll write you a check.
Look, I don't want to use this check.
I'll date it for today. Tell me, how much? I wrote the check and gave it to him. He didn't even say thank you to me. He took it and left.
And I've heard the rest 1,000 times. I know it by heart. You go home. They call you in the middle of the night that a car has hit my father on the road. And the driver goes to take him to the hospital. But when he finds out on the way that he's died, he drops him in front of the hospital and simply runs away.
You mean you don't believe the things your uncle is telling you?
If this is the truth, then why hide it all these years? And helping Delavar out financially, once or twice, not for 20 years. Forgive me, Uncle, but it's very difficult to believe the things you're saying.
Don't go down that road, Behzad. You'll end up getting lost.
Forgive me, Uncle, but I haven't been convinced by these words. That's why I'll go down this road all the way to the end, so I can find out exactly what's going on. Goodbye.
Go and do whatever the hell you want to. This is my final word. Don't forget it. Once you set foot out of here, you can never come back.
It's not for nothing that they always said the truth is bitter. I'm after the truth, Uncle. The truth. I'm willing to pay whatever price I have to for it. Good night to you. Goodbye.
Why are you so upset? You'll have a heart attack. We'd let a snake in our midst without knowing it, and he's supposed to be family. All the bad that happens to a person is at the hands of their family.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جنون، کدوم عشق
شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستی و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش سوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آن